بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، the sixth chapter, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's visitation of the martyrs of Uhud, his supplication for them, then ascending the minbar to forgive a farewell address to the living and the dead. Imam al-Bukhari, he reports, may Allah have mercy upon him, in his Sahih, Hadith number 4042, حدثنا محمد بن عبد الرحيم أخبرنا زكريا بن عدي أخبرنا ابن المبارك عن حيوة عن يزيد بن أبي حبيب عن أبي الخير عن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على قتلى أحد بعد 8 سنين كالمودع للأحياء والأموات، ثم طلع المنبر فقال إني بين أيديكم فرط وأنا عليكم شهيد، وإن موعدكم الحوض وإني لأنظر إليه من مقام هذا، وإني لست أخشى عليكم أن تشركوا، ولكني أخشى عليكم الدنيا أن تنافسوها. قال فكانت آخر نظرة نظرتها إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Imam al-Bukhari, may Allah have mercy upon him, said, it has been narrated to us from Muhammad bin Abdul Rahim, who said, it has been narrated to us from Zakariya bin Adi, from Ibn al-Mubarak, from Haywata, from Yazid bin Abi Habib, from Abi al-Khair, from Uqba bin Amir, may Allah have mercy, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the funeral prayers on the martyrs of Uhud 8 years after their death, as if bidding farewell to the living and the dead. Then he ascended the pulpit and said, I am your predecessor before you, and I am a witness on you, and your promised place to meet will be at the Hawd on the day of resurrection, and I am now looking at it from this place of mine. I am not afraid that you will worship others besides Allah, but I am afraid that the worldly life will tempt you and cause you to compete with one another for it. Then he said, that was the last look which I cast on Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, he narrates in his Sahih, Hadith number 2296, saying, حَدَّثَنَا قُتَيْبَ بِن سَعِيد حَدَّثَنَا لَيْثٌ عَنْ يَزِيد بِن أَبِي حَبِيب عَنْ أَبِي الْخَيْرِ عَنْ عُقْبَةَ بِن عَامِرٍ. May Allah be pleased with him. أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّلَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ خَرَجَ يَوْمًا فَصَلَّ عَلَى أَهْلِ أُحُدٍ صَلَاتُهُ عَلَى الْمَيِّتِ ثم انصرف إلى المنبر فقال إني فرط لكم وأنا شهيد عليكم، وإني والله لأنظر إلى حوضي الآن، وإني قد أعطيت مفاتيح الخزائن الأرض أو مفاتيح الأرض، وإني والله ما أخاف عليكم أن تشركوا بعدي، ولكن أخاف عليكم أن تنافسوا فيها. Imam Muslim narrates, may Allah have mercy upon him, saying, it's been narrated to us from Qutayb ibn Sa'id, who said, it's been reported to us from Layth, from Yazid ibn Abi Habib, from Abi al-Khayr, from Uqba ibn Amir, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the funeral prayer over the martyrs of Uhud just as he offered the prayer over the dead. He then came back and sat on the pulpit and said, I shall be present there at the Hawd before you, and I shall be your witness. And by Allah, I perceive as if I'm seeing it right now with my own eyes. And I hold at this very state. And I have been given the keys of the treasures of the earth or the keys of the earth. And by Allah, I am not afraid concerning you that you will be that you would associate partners with Allah. But I am afraid that you will be vying, competing with one another for the possessions of the treasures of the earth. Hafidh ibn Hajj, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in Fathul Bari, that this bidding of farewell by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to those living is very apparent. And the context of the hadith makes it apparent that this is the end of his life. As for him bidding farewell to the dead, then it can carry to mean that the companion, may Allah have mercy upon him, intended that he will be prevented from visiting the dead in terms of with his physical body. And that is, after his death, as for when he's living, then in terms of him living after his death, then that is in relation to the life of the hereafter. And there's no resemblance between it and the worldly life, and Allah knows best. It can also be carried to mean that the intent of him bidding farewell to the dead is actually indication to what Aisha, may Allah have mercy, may Allah be pleased with her, said, that the Prophet ﷺ was making istighfar, seeking forgiveness for the people of Baqi'. End of the quote. Imam al-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy upon him, said in Sharh Muslim, the meaning here of him going out to the martyrs of Uhud and supplicating for them is actually a supplication of bidding farewell. And then him entering Medina and sitting, mounting upon the minbar and giving an address to the living as if it's a farewell address, then it is just as Nawas bin Sam'an said in another narration, قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِدَةٌ مُوَدَّعٌ. Ya, O Messenger of Allah, it is as if you are giving us a farewell admonishment. Then Shaykh Al-Iryani, may Allah have preserve him, mentions مِنَ الْفَوَائِدْ وَدُرُوسِ وَالْعِبَرِ, from the benefits, lessons, and morals that we take away from this hadith. Number one, the eagerness of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to benefit his ummah and advise the living and those after, to advise the people when he's alive and after his death. And like this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prayed on the martyrs of Uhud 8 years after their passing, and he visited Baqi' and supplicated for them, and he admonished living and advised them, and he has exhorted them and ordered them and prohibited them, and so he has not left off any good except that he has indicated or pointed us to it, nor any evil except that he has warned us from it. The second benefit is that his warning, his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned us, or we benefit from this hadith, is the warning of the trials and the adornment of the worldly life when it opens up for upon us. So it's necessary for a person that he be aware of the evil consequence of worldly life and not to be desirous or to be tempted by its adornment, nor to compete and vie in regards to it, and rather use what he has of it, i.e. the world life, in the obedience of Allah. The third benefit is the recommendation to visit the graves of the martyrs of Uhud and the graves of the people of Baqi' and to supplicate for them with the condition of not traveling towards them and without committing any innovations or innovating any innovation there. The fourth benefit in the hadith is a sign from the signs of the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam an-Nawawi said in Sharh Muslim, in this hadith is a miracle, or from the miracles of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the meaning is that he's informing us, his ummah, that they will own and possess the treasures of the earth, and this has occurred, and that they will not, means ummah, apostate in general, as a group, and that they have been prevented and preserved from that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather they will compete for the worldly life, and this has already, all of that has already occurred. Also, Al-Qurtubi said in Al-Mufhim, volume 6, page 94, when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَخْشَى عَلَيْكُمُ الدُّنْيَا, that I fear for you the worldly life, this is the farewell advice of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has occurred after him, that the trials and tribulations have become prevalent, and the difficulties have intensified, and none will be saved except for one who has been preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there does not cease to be bloodshed until the day of resurrection. End of the quote. Chapter number 7, the beginning of the sickness of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the sickness in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which he passed away in, began with a headache. Imam al-Bukhari, he narrates in his Sahih of the hadith number 5666, حدثنا يحيى بن يحيى أبو زكريا أخبرنا سليمان بن بلال عن يحيى بن سعيد قال سمعت القاسم بن محمد قال قالت عائشة ورأساه فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك لو كان وأنا حي فأستغفر لك لك وأدعو لك فقال عائشة واثق لي والله إني لأظنك تحب موتي ولو كان ذلك لذللت آخر يومك معرسا ببعض أزواجك فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنا ورأساه لقد هممت أو أردت أن أرسل إلى أبي بكر وابنه وأعهد أن يقول قائلون أو يتمنى المتمنون. ثم قلت يأبى الله ويدفع المؤمنين أو يدفع الله ويأبى المؤمنون. Imam Bukhari narrates, saying, as you report to us from Yahya bin Yahya, from Abu Zakariya, or Yahya bin Yahya Abu Zakariya, who says, you report to us from Sulaiman Bilal, from Sulaiman bin Bilal, from Yahya bin Sa'id, who said, I heard Qasim bin Muhammad, may Allah have mercy upon him, say, I heard Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha say, I were complaining of a headache, oh my head. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I wish that that had happened while I was still living, for then I would ask Allah's forgiveness for you and invoke Allah for you. Aisha said, wa thuklayh, by Allah, I think you want me to die. And if this should happen, you would spend the last part of your day sleeping with one of your wives. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, nay, I should say, oh my head, I felt like sending for Abu Bakr and his son, and appoint him as my successor, lest someone claiming something or someone other or some others wish something. But as then I said to myself, Allah would not allow it to be otherwise, and the Muslims would prevent it to be otherwise. Also, Imam Al Ahmad reports in his Musnad, Hadith number 24,589, saying, حدثنا يزيد أخبرنا إبراهيم بن سعد أن صالح بن كيساء أن زهري أن عروة أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت دخل علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في اليوم الذي بدأ فيه فقلت ورأساه فقال وددت أن ذلك كان وأنا حي فهيأتك ودفنتك فقالت فقلت غير كأني بك في ذلك اليوم عروسا ببعض نسائك قال وأنا ورأسه أدعو إلي أباك وأخاك حتى أكتب لأبي بكر كتابا فإن يخاف أن يقول قائل ويتمنى متمن أنا وأولى ويأبى الله عز وجل والمؤمنون إلا أبا بكر. Imam Ahmad reports in his Musnad, saying it is reported to us from Yazid, who says it is reported to us from Ibrahim bin Sa'd, from Salih bin Kaysa, from Zuhri, from Urwa, may Allah be pleased, have mercy upon him, Aisha, may Allah have mercy, may Allah be pleased with her, who said that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered upon me on the day that his sickness began, and I said, "Oh my head," and he said, "I wish that had occurred while I was still alive, so I can prepare you and bury you." She said that it is as if at the end of the day you will be sleeping with one of your wives if this occurred. And then he said, oh, and I also say, oh my head, call for me your father and your brother so I can write for Abu Bakr a kitab, i.e. a treatise or a piece of writing. For I verily I fear that it will be said by a sayer or a wisher, by one who is wishing that I am all right, more deserving of this, i.e. for the rulership or succession after the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will prevent. And the believers likewise will all prevent it except for Abu Bakr. And Shaykh Al-Albani says in Irwa, volume 3, hadith number, page 161, وَهَذَا سَنَدْ صَحِيحْ عَلَى شَرْطِ الشَّيْخَيْنِ. This hadith is sahih according to the conditions of the two Shaykhs, Bukhari and Muslim. And then Shaykh Riyad brings another hadith from Imam Ahmed in his Mustad, hadith number 25,380. Imam Ahmed says, حدثنا محمد بن سلمة بن محمد بن إسحاق عن يعقوب بن عتبة عن زهري عن عبيد الله بن عبد الله بن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت رجع إلي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم من جنازة بالبقيع وأنا أجد صداعا في رأسي وأنا أقول ورأسا فقال بل أنا ورأسا قال ما ضرك لو مت قبلي فغسلتك وكفنتك ثم صليت عليك ودفنتك قلت لكني أو لكأني بك والله لو فعلت ذلك لقد رجعت إلى بيتي فأعرست به بعد نسائك قال فتبسم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم بدئ بوجعه الذي مات فيه. And Bukhari narrates on saying, Imam Ahmad reports there and has been narrated to us from Muhammad bin Salama, from Muhammad bin Ishaq, from Ya'qub ibn Utbah, from Zuhri, from Ubaidullah bin Abdullah, from Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, who said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to me that day from the janazah at Baqi'ah, and I had a headache in my head. And I said, oh my head, And he said, no, rather my head, or my head. And he said that it would not affect you. How would it harm you if you were to die? And I prepared, I washed you and buried you, washed you, shouted you, and then prayed over you and buried you. She said, it's as if by Allah, if that occurred, that you return to my house and have relations with one of your wives. So the Messenger smiled, and that was the beginning of the pain that he felt and he died from. And Sheikh Riyan said that in this chain is An'ana from Ibn Ishaq. However, he has been made clear the tahdith, this narration, hearing it, as is reported in Sirah Ibn Hisham, volume 4, page 292. And as also, it has a witness for this narration and what has been preceded. And for those reasons, Sheikh Al-Bani authenticated in Irwa, volume, hadith number 700. From the benefits and the lessons and morals of this hadith, number one, the permissibility of a man washing his wife and preparing her for death, and likewise for the wife to wash and prepare her husband. Number two, that you also benefit from it, the good treatment of a man to his wife, and also him giving condolences and consultation to his wife. Benefit number three, that the permissibility for a sick person to say, oh my head, and what resembles that of speech, as long as it's not by way of displeasure and making apparent impatience. The fourth, the excellence of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, may Allah be pleased with him, and his deservingness to be the Khilafah, the successor, after the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, unlike others, or over others. And the fifth benefit is the benefit of writing down the will or the testimonies.